We begin the current daf, Maseches Gittin, daf Tezayin. We begin 10 lines down for the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues in the discussion from the previous daf. That is, it was introduced because of the concept that we mentioned regarding if when the Shliach comes to be Mekayim, the Get, if he does half of it, Kitakans Chachamim, which was by saying, Befanei Nechtem Chetzai, half of the signatures, meaning one of the two, I saw being written in front of me. But regarding the other one, he does like a regular Kimishtaris Di'alma, which is, he says he recognizes the Chasima, and that the Gemara said, well, that's not valid. Although each one is good in its own right, however, it's Oy Kulei B'Tarkanus Chachamim, Oy Kulei B'Kimishtar. You can't join these two different combinations together. So because of that, the Gemara continued in different questions, which are Gemara continues on this daf, regarding combining different elements. Do they combine, although each one in its own right works, do they also, can you do half and half and combine them together? As the Gemara explains, Amr B'Yirmiya. Hari Amru, they said in the Mishnah Masechta Zavin as follows. Habo Roishe B'Rubay. If someone that became pure that day, he went to the mikvah, then his head and the majority of his body entered B'Maim Sh'uvin, into drawn water which is in the vessel, or even V'Tahar, even a pure person, Shenaful al Reishay v'al Rubay, that it fell on his head and the majority of his body. Shloisha Lugan Maim Sh'uvim, 3 Lugan of drawn water. The halacha is that that person is going to be Tameh. He's going to be considered Tameh in regards to Truma until he immerses himself in the mikvah. Now, this is one of the 18 Gezeirois, which I mentioned in the first paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara explains what's the reason why they made this Gezeira, that if someone who's Tahar, if drawn water, which is like taking a shower that falls in him, he becomes tummy. The reason is because in Talmudic times their mikvahs were these caves that had putrid water. Now, therefore, after they immersed themselves in the mikvah, they would then go ahead and bathe themselves in withdrawn water in a clean bath. Now, what happened was that this became the custom. You go to the mikvah and then you go ahead and you bathe yourself. So people started saying, you know what, it's not those dirty waters that are being mataras, it's actually these clean, beautiful waters in the bathhouse. So they made a gzeir, because what's going to happen is people are going to end up thinking and confusing and not even going to the mikvah and rather just going to bathe themselves. So what happened is that they said that actually if you go ahead and you bathe yourself, you're actually going to become tameh. Because we don't want people to forget and that the actual tahara is only in the mikvah. Now, once they made that gezerah, they also said that even a regular tahar person, that if 3 lugan of water, of drawn water, falls on him, he's also going to be considered tameh. Now, what's the reason for that? We understand why a person that just went to the mikvah, that he can't go ahead and either immerse himself in the 3 lugan or have 3 lugan of water pouring on his head, because they're going to confuse and think that it's not the mikvah that cleaned them, rather it's this clean water. But why by a tahar person who wasn't even tameh? The reason is because if we're not going to be mitameh, a regular tahar person, which was only by the water being poured on his head, not going inside the water, because that was the more common way of cleaning oneself, or from the putrid waters of the mikvah, then we wouldn't be able to sustain either the gezeiros chachamim of being mitame, a person that just made himself tahar that day too, because they're going to say, wait a second, obviously it's not mitame, because look at that pure person, he's not tame, so then we have to make everybody, at least when the water falls on his head, tame. When there's 3 lugan of water, again, because of a concern that people are not going to go ahead and think that the tahara is from the mikveh itself. That was the Gzeiros Chacham, one of the 18 things enacted in, as is mentioned, Masechta Shabbos. Now, regarding this halacha, says the Gemara, Boyer Birmer asked, let's say half of his body enters into the vessel with drawn water. Now, v'chetzio b'nefila, so he's halfway immersed in this drawn water. Then the other half of him gets a drawn water poured on his head, on the other half of his body, 3 lugan of water. My, what would the halacha be in that case? Meaning, if either one was entirety, then he would be tummy, but it's only half of his body with drawn water being poured on his head, and half of it when he's immersing in it, which only applies if he was matar himself that day. What would be the halacha in that case? Would we say that he is tummy? So the Gemara says, take a little stand. It's not clear if those two halves would combine, because essentially each one on its own right was a gzeiros chachamim, but they never said what would be if either one was done half together. Similarly, Amar Rav Papa, another same type of a question. Hari Amar, they said the following halacha. Baal keri chayla, regarding a person that had a seminal emission, that however, but he's ill. Now, the halacha is shenosnu lav tisha kav in mayim, if let's say 9 kav of water was poured on his head, so tar, then he's going to be tar, meaning to be able to learn the words of tar. The reason is because Ezra, Sefer, instituted that there's a requirement of immersing oneself in the mikvah, known as Tfilas Ezra, for a Baal Keri. Someone had a seminal mission before he learns Torah. But that's a regular person has to go to immerse himself in the mikvah. But for an ill person, they were lenient that, okay, it's enough if you pour 9 kav of water on his head, even though they're drawn water, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Brachas. Now, of course, as Rashi says, but if, let's say, he wants to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, he would have to purify himself with 40 saw of water, immersing himself in the mikvah. But now the question is, Bayi Rav Papa had the following question. Let's say chetzi bet tefila. Let's say, although he's ill, and therefore we don't require him going into the mikvah, let's say half of his body, he went into the mikvah. V'chetzir ben nesina. Now for the other half of his body, they poured 9 kavan of this drawn water on his head. My, what would the halacha be? If he did entirely, the mikvah would be good. If he did entirely pouring the 9 kavan of water on his head, that would be good. But what's the halacha if he does half and half on half of his body? Something. Marcel says, take it, let it stand. It's not clear what the halacha would be, if that would be enough to purify himself because he didn't do the entire 9 kavan, although the other half of that body was in the mikvah. That's the question, if they combine or not. So that concludes that discussion regarding all those different questions regarding halves because of related to what we had mentioned on the previous stuff. Now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah regarding all these different variations of distortions of the halacha of Befanin Nechtem, which is as we open up the Masechta, Shliach, an agent brings a get from the husband in Medina Siyam overseas to the wife in Eretz Yisrael. He has to say, in front of me it was written, in front of me it was signed, again according to Rabbah because of the concern that maybe it wasn't written Lashma, and according to Rava, because maybe there's not going to be witnesses around to verify if the husband's going to contest the validity of the get, and because of that concern, we require that the shliach has to say that he saw it being written and signed, and therefore, we believe him like two people, and the husband can't contest anymore. Now, however, the Mishnah said many different cases that wasn't a full-fledged Befanin Nechtem. One of them is, as our Gemara quotes, Echareim Befanin Nechtem. Let's say there were two people that came to deliver this get. One of them says, oh, in front of me was written. I was there when it was written. The Echareim Bechulav, one of them says, I wasn't there when it was written, but in front of me it was signed. So that the Gemara, that the Mishnah said that that's going to be possible. So on that, the Gemara qualifies Halacha as follows. Am Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Am Rav Yechanan, he says, Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn this Halacha when you have these two people, one saying that in front of me was written, and one says in front of me was signed, that it's possible. Ela she'en haget yoytzi mitachas yidei shneim. That's only if the delivery of the get is not coming from both of them, meaning they're not both a shliach lahalacha. They weren't both made agents, where there was only one of them that was the real agent, and he had his companion to just happen to have been there because he knew this his friend was being hired. He said, let's go on the trip together. So he saw it being signed, and the other one saw it being written, where the reason why it's going to be puzzle is because it's not valid. Because the shliach was the one that was the rabbinic leniency allowing him to say Befanin Nechtem, and here the shliach is not. He's either saying just Befanin Nechtem or Befanin Nechtem, and his friend, who's not the shliach, is saying the other one. That's not valid. Avol get yoitz, but says Rabbi Yechanan, if let's say the get is coming out here in court, mitachas yidei shneim, from beneath the hand of both, and meaning that they're both holding on to it because they're both the agents, they're both messengers of the husband. Then, as Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, Rabbi Yechon will hold kasher. Then, actually, it is going to be kasher, even though the validity of what they're saying is worthless, because the halacha befanin nechtem was only for one person to say both of those phrases. Now, the reason for that is because if one of them is saying befanin nechtem and he's the only one saying that, you could come to confuse that with kim shtaris d'alma, because what do you mean? You're saying there's only one person, and the only thing he's saying is that I saw it being signed in front of me, which means to say the only thing he's doing is validating the witness's sign. So then someone might come to confuse that other documents, which doesn't have this leniency of Befanin Nechtem, which is only because of Begun Akilu Barabanan, he's going to think, oh, one person could, I was once there in court, one person could validate the documents, it's okay. Well, that's not true. Now, in spite of that, says Rabbi Yechanan, it's going to be kosher. Now, what's the reasoning? Explains the Gemara, because Amaksava, obviously we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds Shnaim Sheviyu Get Medina Sayam, when two people bring a get from overseas, again, when they're both the Shliach, which is not the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's possible because it's only one Shliach, and then the one Shliach has to say both Befanin Nechtem and Befanin Nechtem. But, says Rabbi Yechanan, if they both would be a Shliach, it would be Kasher. Why? Because when two people are bringing it, they don't have to say that in front of us it was written and in front of us it was signed. Because the reason is, like Rava is quoted in saying, that the reason why you have to say is because there's no witnesses that could verify the validity of the get if it's contested from the husband, because no one knows people that live overseas who they're coming all the way up here to deliver the get. And here, when you have two shluchim, where they themselves could are available witnesses to validate the chasimas, and therefore, in such a case, there's no problem about the word that he's saying b'fanei nechtam, only one person, and that you might come to confuse the kim shtaras b'alma, because we're not going on your words, even without your words. It's just the fact that there's two people don't even have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, and that's why it would be kosher. Now, Rashi just addresses and he says, but then there's a possible question and saying that, who cares? If you're telling me that when you have two people, so two people are available if the husband would come to contest to validate the get, and therefore they don't have to say b'faneinu nechtam, b'faneinu nechtam, so then what's the difference in the case of Rabbi Yechanan's addressing? If they're both shluchim, or if only one of them is a shliach, who cares? Let's say even though, that as he's describing the case of the Mishnah, when only one of them was a shliach, only one, so then your b'faneinu nechtam is not valid because you only said on b'faneinu nechtam and not b'faneinu nechtam, or the other way around. What do you mean? Forget about that. You have two people that are mitzuyin l'kaimai. So that Rashi says that the Rabbanan didn't differentiate between how many people he's coming with. Is he a popular guy and he came with five people? Or if he's a not popular guy and he came himself? Because no one's going to be able to differentiate. It's not inherently obvious why it is in that case that we're going to believe him, even though he's not saying a full-fledged b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And therefore, if you're going to come to validate it when he's coming with a bunch of people, then but he's the only shliach, you might come to validate it when he's the only shliach and came with nobody, which that's for sure is a problem. Now, however, when two people are bringing the get and they're both the shliach, that's inherently, intrinsically indicating that this is different. It's obvious that the reason why we're believing them, even though they're not saying a full-fledged b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, is because they're both available. Additional point, Rashi says, because it's not common to send two shluchim. And we always know that when there's a milsa lo shchicha, lo goza b'rabbanan, something that's not common, we didn't make the decree about requiring any type of gezeres drabbanan. And then in this case, regarding b'fanei nechtam, so even though you didn't say it, it's going to be valid. So again, that's the interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Amalei Abaya, but Abaya said to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, he said that Elamiyata, but if that's the case, the way you're interpreting the Mishnah, that you said that it's in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that it's only in the case of when one of them is a shliach, but if both of them that were shluchim, then it would be good, even though only one said b'fanei nechtam, one said b'fanei nechtam. Well, then Sefer Diktani. Let's look at the end of the Mishnah, which talks about a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. We're in the following case, shnayim oimrim b'faneinu nechtav. Let's say two people said in front of us it was written, ve'echad oimrim b'faneinu nechtav, and a third person says in front of me it was signed. Says the Tanna Kamma, possible that's going to be possible. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says it's kasha. So on that says Abaya, to Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, he says, taima, essentially what you have to say according to your interpretation of the Mishnah, is that it's the reason why is because the ein haget yoytze mitachas yedei shneim. You're explaining that the halachas of the Mishnah are talking about that only one of them is a shliach. And if these other people that are being mentioned in the case, they're just coming along for the trip, but they're not really a shliach. So it sounds like only because one of them is a shliach. Haget yoytze mitachas yedei shneim, but seemingly, according to your interpretation, if both of them were shluchin, Machshir Rabbanan. Turns out that you would say that the Rabbanan would say that it's going to be kosher, even though essentially what they're saying has no validity. And the reason being is because, like you said, when two people bring a get, they don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So the Rabbanan would agree, you're saying in this case, which is the machlikas Rabbanan and Rabbi Huda, when two people say b'faneinu nechtam, but one says b'fanei nechtam, the reason why they say it's possible is because, yeah, only one of them is a shliach. So whoever that one person is, he's not saying a full-fledged b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So that's going to be possible. But if all three or two of them were the shluchim, well, then it would be okay, because you don't even have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So amalei in, yeah. So Shmuel Yehuda answered to Abaye, and he says yes. Now, as Taisa explains, the only reason why Abaye was asking this question was because he wanted to actually lead into the next question. That's pretty obvious, yeah, of course. If he says that by Befani Nechtev, one says, and the other one says Befani Nechtev, that it's kosher because you don't have to say it. Of course, in this case, it's going to be kosher because you have two, three people. You don't have to say anything even. Now, so therefore, the Abaye leads into the next point. So he says, V'chi ein get yoitz mitachas yidei shneim. So then we're back to the question. So you're saying that the case that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is only when there's one person that's the shliach. So therefore, meaning when it's not coming through both of them, they're not both shluchim. So therefore asks Abaya, so b'mai pligi, so then regarding what are they arguing? Which, as Tosfos explains, because what Abaya is trying to address is that if both of them would be a shliach, so then Abaya understands full well what would be the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which, as we'll explain, there's actually a second version of this discussion, which, when they're both shluchim, it makes more sense. But as Abaya, according to your interpretation, that is talking about that only one of them is bringing it, and he's not saying, according to what the Chacham required to say, a full-fledged b'fani necht, b'fani nechtem, then the question really essentially of Abaye is, according to your interpretation, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kasha? Why should it be kasha? You don't have a full-fledged b'fani necht, b'fani nechtem, and he's the only shliach. So on that answers Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, he says, Mar Sava, the Tanakama, the Rabban held, that even though the get is coming, let's say the one person that's the shliach, is the one who's testifying regarding the signatures. And moreover, and generally regarding the shliach that brings a get from overseas, the Rabbanan, the Chazal, believed him like two people. And that's why, even though he's just one person, the husband can't contest it anymore. Now, that is what the Tanakhama is being machadish and saying, even so, since he didn't say also b'fanei nechtav, he's the only one, let's say, because he had two people saying b'fanei nechtav, and the one shliach is the one who says b'fanei nechtav, that since he didn't say b'fanei nechtav, it's going to be puzzle why, gazrinon, because that's a decree, it's a concern, delma asi lachlufi b'kim shtaras te'amim, might come to confuse it with validation of regular documents, you might come to think that b'eid echa, that it's valid with one witness, because ultimately, the one shliach here that we're and he's the only one on the signatures, and we're believing him. So people might come to think that someone that just verifies with signatures for both of them, that we could believe him, and that's not true. So that's why the Tanakhama holds that it's going to be possible. Now, Umar Sava, however, Yehuda held that since ultimately we're requiring, as we see in this case, two other people to take the place of the shliach to testify on the writing, meaning the shliach himself, one person, he's believed, which is what he's doing on the signatures. Now, although he's not saying anything about the writing, but we have two people to take the place of the shliach, which we always believe two witnesses who are saying b'faneinu nechtav, so therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, loy gazrinan, we're not going to make a decree. In other words, there's no more asa lachlufa b'kim shtaras di'alma, because what are you talking about? Regularly, kim shtaras di'alma, the only thing that's happening regarding the document is the validation of the witnesses that are signed in the document. Here, that's not all that's happening. There are also the other two people that are saying b'faneinu nechtav, so therefore you see clearly that this is not any regular document. We need even two people to take the place of this one person in regards to the writing, and therefore there's no confusion. That's why Yehuda holds it's going to be kosher. That's the discussion according to the first version of this discussion. Now, Lishna Achrina Amrila, actually there's a second version of this whole discussion that we said in qualifying this halacha of our Mishnah of one saying b'fanei nechtav and the other person saying b'fanei nechtav. As the Gemara says, Amr Rav Shmuel b'Yehuda Amr b'Yechnan. Different version. Afila get yoytze mitachas yedei shneyem pasul. Meaning, unlike the first version which said that the halacha was only said if one is the shliach, but if both are shluchim, if it's yoytze mitachas yedei shneyem, then it's going to be kasher. This second version says it that, no, this halacha of the Mishnah, when you have two people bringing, and one says in front of me it was written, and one says in front of me it was signed, that's going to be pasul, is even if both of them are shluchim. So says the Gemara, Alma. So obviously we see from this statement of Rabbi Yechanan, that ksava that he holds, shnaim sheviyu get memedina siyam, that if two people bring a get from overseas, tzrichin sheyemru b'faneinu nechta v'b'faneinu nechta, they still have to say, in front of us it was written, in front of us it was signed, which is like Rabbah. Because of the concern that even though, yeah, they're both available there to be mekayim d'shtar in case the husband contests, but that still doesn't tell us it was written l'shma. Therefore, even if two people bring it and they're both shluchim, they still have to say in front of us it was written and in front of us it was signed. Whereas these people, didn't say a full-fledged b'faneinu nechtam b'faneinu nechtam, because rather there's only one that was testifying on the signatures, and there was only one saying regarding the writing. Now, since there's only one saying regarding b'fanei nechtam, it's still the concern of asa lechlufi. You might come to confuse it with ki mishtaris di'ama, because since he didn't say anything about the writing, and the guy with the writing didn't help but the guy with the signing, so you have one person, his whole job is to validate the witnesses that are signed in the document, that could be confused, that one person could always validate the signatures on the document. That's how Rabbi Yochanan, in the second version, explains the halacha of the Mishnah. Now, Amli Abaya, so Abaya says to Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda, he says, Elamiata, but if that's the case, so then say for the Ketani. So regarding the end of the Mishnah that teaches us the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, which is the following case, Shnaim Oimer Befaneinu Nechtav. If two people say, I mean there's three people delivering this get, two people say in front of us it was written, Ve'echad Oimer Befaneinu Nechtav, and one of them says in front of me it was signed, Valach, according to the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, is that it's possible. It's invalid. For Behuda Machshir, Behuda says it's kosher. Now, on that, seemingly, we should say it should be just like the case of the Reisha, meaning the case that we were discussing, which when one says Befani Nechtav and one says Befani Nechtav, which would be, Afila Ged Yoytim Etachasi Deshneim. It sounds like, just like the other case, that even if both of them are Shluchim, still Pasl Rabbanan, still the Rabbanan are going to say it's going to be possible. Because they have to say b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtav. Again, as we explained according to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan, that's how he holds in the halach of the Tana of the Mishnah. Now, these people are not saying b'faneinu nechtav, b'faneinu nechtav. Rather, you have two of them saying b'faneinu nechtav and one saying b'faneinu nechtav. Now, because if the get would be being delivered by the Eidei HaKsiva, by the two people that are saying testimony regarding the writing, so then the one who's saying the testimony regarding the chasima is not doing anything because he's not a shliach. Now, and if it's, let's say, who are the two people that are the shluchim, are one of the Eidei Kesiva and one is the Eidei Chasima, or even if, let's say, all three are shluchim, still the problem is, since regarding the signatures on the document, on this get, there's only one person saying testimony, and he didn't say anything regarding the writing. So therefore, what would come out according to your interpretation, that we have both of them as shluchim, or even all three of them as shluchim, that still the Rabban are saying that it's going to be possible, because again, it would be same as the other case where you're also saying both are shluchim. So anytime we're talking about more than one person, you're saying that they're all shluchim. So the Rabban would say it's possible because of seemingly as lachluf, became shtar siyama, that because it still might come to be confused with other documents. So Rabbi Shmuel Yehuda says, yes, exactly, you got it right. The cases of the Mishnah are talking about that all the people that are bringing it, or at least two of them, are shluchim. So on that, the Gemara asks, so b'mai kamifliki. So then, what is the basis of the machlekes between Yehuda and Rabbanan? And essentially what the question is why is it that Yehuda holds that it's going to be kosher? Which actually Tesis explains and wonders, what do you mean? What's the question? Why don't we say that their argument is regarding if it's asa lechluf b'kim shtaris di'ama, just like we said in the first version? Meaning the Rabbanan say that we are concerned it's going to be confused, because even though three people are coming to testify regarding it, but only one is on the signatures, whereas Yehuda holds that, no, it's not going to be coming to confuse, because what do you mean? It's not just like a regular standard procedure of validating, because we have two other people talking about the writing. So that taste of beings from the Re, that there's difference, because regarding the first version of the Gemara's discussion, you could say that the reason of Rabbi Yehuda why he's not concerned of asa lechlufei is because since the delivery of the get is actually only coming from one person, that was the first version's explanation of the case of the Mishnah, that only one of them was a shliach, which was the one that was testifying regarding the signatures, so actually it's indicative that the only reason why the one who's testifying regarding the signatures is believed individually is because he's the shliach. And that's because there's a unique halacha regarding the shliach of the get. Now, why would that be inherent? Because in the fact that we required on the writing two people and not one, because they're not shluchim. If you're a shliach, I get, that's a unique halacha that we could believe you regarding validating the signatures even though you're one person. But in the second version, where we're explaining that this version of Rabbi Yochanan holds that actually the delivery of the get is from both of them, or all three of them, they're all shluchim, then actually there it would make sense to be concerned lachluf b'kim shtaris diyama, because here there's no inherent intrinsic proof that the reason why this one person that's saying the testimony on the signatures is believed because he's the shliach, because here the one that's saying testimony on the ksiva is also the shliach again. So therefore, and there's two anyway, so there's no proof that the one who's saying testimony on the, that even though he's one, that he's believed because he's the shliach, because they're all shluchim. So again, therefore the Gemara's question is, why would Rabbi Yehuda say it's kasha? Why wouldn't he also be concerned of us lechluf if became a shtar si alma if they're all shluchim? So on that, the Gemara explains that the machlik is as follows. Mar Sava, the Tanakama held, lefi she'in b'kein l'shma. Why is it that we need to have the Edom saying, the shliach to say b'fani nacht? It's because we're concerned that they're not proficient in Allah's halachas of l'shma in Medina Ziyam. So therefore, when two people bring a get, they also still have to say b'faneinu nechta b'faneinu nacht. And here, they essentially didn't say it the way it was supposed to be said, because those two only said on the writing, and that one only said on the signing. Whereas Umar Sover, Behuda Hold, Lefi Shein Eidim, Mitzvun Lekaima, the reason why you have to say this institution of b'faneinu nacht, is only because if the husband contests, there's not going to be anyone around to validate the witnesses. But here, since two people are bringing the get, they don't have to say anything, and if it doesn't bother us that it's not said as it should be said, because you don't have to say anything anyway, because we have witnesses that are available, which are the two shluchim that brought the get itself. Now, the Gemara wonders, so according to the second version of this discussion, Lema de Rabba v'Rabba Tanoi, let's say the Machlekes Amarum of Rabba and Rabba, which we mentioned all the way in the beginning of Masechta, is the Machlekes Tanoim over here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, meaning at least according to the second version. So that the Gemara says, Loi, no. Rava mitaritz kilish nekama. Rava, who his opinion is that the reason why you have to say b'fani nacht is because of ein edim tzu nekaimai, he interprets the machlekes of our Mishnah the way the first version had it, as Rabbi Yechon had interpreted, where the two people that bring her are not both shluchim, and only one of them is a shliach. Because actually, if both of them brought it, everyone would agree that it's going to be kosher, because you don't need to say anything, because again, he holds the reason is, the fish ain't edem tzun the kaimoi. But when there's two of them bringing this, when they're both a shluach, as we explained the difference in Rashi and the Tab of the Amid, is, so therefore, that's going to be kosher, actually, according to everybody. But here is that one of them is the shliach. That one is saying testimony on the chasima. That is, so the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is, as we explained before, is that since you have to have also another two who are not shluchim on the ksiva, oh, why do they need two and here it's only one? Oh, because he's a shliach and a shliach again, that's why he could be validating with one as one person, and therefore it's like asalach luf bekim shtar siyama. So that's how Rava would explain. Now, Varaba, he would explain it like the Lishna Bas, like the second version. Now, however, Amalachi would tell you the kule amabi in lishma. Everybody agrees that the reason why you have to say b'fani nacht is because you're concerned for lishma. Now, but v'hacha here, where Yehuda says it's going to be kosher, is not because two people are bringing a get that you don't need to say b'fani nacht, because that doesn't tell you anything about lishma. Rather, b'mai skina, what are we talking about over here? La'acher shalom. The discussion, our Mishnah is that after, that is talking about at a later point in time in history, when even the people in Medina Sayyam already learned the halacha and they were proficient in halacha of lishma. So therefore, what should we be concerned about? If regarding lishma, but they have lishma already. If regarding to be mekayim d'shtar, well, we also take care of, because they're both shluchim and they're both available to recognize the signatures and confirm it. Now, but, so what is the machlekes? U'b'gzeirish ha'miyachzer ha'dava l'kulkula k'mefukah. The machlekes tanakama and Rehuda was that are we concerned that maybe the people in overseas, Medina Siyam, will go back to their original ways of not being proficient and not fulfilling the halacha of lishma? We're demarsavar gezrina. Tanakama held that we make such a decree. We're concerned that maybe it might go back to the original status, and therefore you have to continue saying b'fanei nechtem from Medina Siyam. So even though there's two people, they still have to say b'fanei nechtem, which they didn't, and therefore it's possible. Umar Sav, however, Rabbi Yehuda held that loy gezrina, we don't make such a gezera, and the reason is that when two people bring a get, A, it's not a common thing, and therefore the Rabbanan weren't gezer. So though generally by one aid, by one shliach, you have to continue saying, but by two people it's not common, we didn't make that gezera to require, and therefore even though they're not saying a full-fledged b'fanei nechtem, they don't have to, because they're two people, and we're not concerned that it's going to go back l'kilkula. So again, that therefore, we explained that according to Rabbi Rava, each one could say that both of them are according to their opinion. But the Gemara says, based on the second version's interpretation, Veliflignami Rabbi Huda Bereisha, then why does Rabbi Huda argue? Only on this case of when two people say in front of us it was written, and one person says in front of me it was signed, that there Rabbi Huda says, oh, it's kosher. But he should argue even in the previous case too, which is the case that we started off this current discussion, which is when one says Bafani Nechtav and one says Bafani Nechtam. And the reason being is because since, as we're explaining in the second version, both that are bringing it and saying these things are both Shluchim, so then, A, there's no concern about Mitzuin Lekaimoy, because you have two people here that are both Shluchim. And moreover, there's no concern about Lishma, because as Rabbi just explained it, it's Tumah La'achar Shalamdu, they already know it. And moreover, as Rabbi Huda is not concerned, according to Rabbi, for Chayzul Kukulay, he's not concerned that they're going to go back to the previous status, and therefore they shouldn't have to say Bafani Nechtav Nechtam. So therefore, even in that case, when one is saying Bafani Nechtam, one is saying Bafani Nechtam, why doesn't he argue over there and say it's Kasher there too? So that the Gemara says, Ha'id Marla actually was said regarding our Mishnah that Amma'ula, Chalak Hayir Bihuda Afirishayna. Bihuda argued not only on the case that it says, Bihuda Oyma on the previous case, but it's going back on the case before that of one says Bafani Nechtav and one says Bafani Nechtam. And that he holds is going to be Kasher. Now, on this statement of Ula, Master Rav Oishe Le'ula. Rav Oishe asked to Ula from the following Braisa. The Braisa says the following sentence, Bihuda Machshir Bezu V'loy Bacheres. Bihuda holds his kasher in this case that he argues with Rabbanan and not in the other ones. So asks Rav Oishe, my lav l'ma'ute, isn't it this what it's coming to exclude regarding the case before that of Echad Eim B'fanei Nechtam ve'Echad Eim B'fanei Nechtam? That he only argues when two are saying B'fanei Nechtam and one is saying B'fanei Nechtam. Then it's kasher. But when there's only two people and one says Bafani Nechtam, one says Bafani Nechtam, seemingly it sounds like he wouldn't argue and he would say it's possible. So the Gemara answers like, no, Lema'ute, it's coming to exclude Bafani Nechtam avaloi Bafani Nechtam. When he only says in front of me was signed and not in front of me was written. And we're talking about that there's only one person. And the reason why there it's possible is because of the Gezerah, that's a classic Shem, that of Shdema Asalachluf, it became Shtaras Diyama. We have one person, one Shliach, only saying in front of me was signed, and he's the only one that bringing it, and he doesn't say in front of me was written, where it looks like that one person is validating the document by just saying about the signatures, that for sure we could come to confuse with Kim Shtar Siyama. That is where Rabbi Huda agrees that it's going to be possible. Now, the reason why we had to say this is because we would have thought to say, Hail B'legaz Rabbi Huda, since Rabbi Huda does not make the Gezerah, of Gezerah Shemiyachzal Devil Kukula, as Rabbi had explained, he's not concerned for when two people bring a get to require them to say Bifaneinu Nechtam, Bifaneinu Nechtam, because since it's not a common case, we don't make there a Gezerah of that, they might go back to their old ways. In although Rabbi holds that the reason why you have to say Bifaneinu Nechtam is because that they don't know Lishma, but they already know Lishma. Oh, but maybe they're going to go back to the old ways. He doesn't make that Gezerah. So Dilma, so maybe Asalach Luv Bekim Shtar Zdi Amma Be'edach Anam Eloi Gazer, so maybe also a different Gezerah, that of confusing Gittin with other monetary documents, that there when you allow one person who's the Shliach to validate the document, that we might come to confuse that with other documents, maybe that Gezerah he also doesn't make. And therefore, if the Shliach only says Bafani Nechtam, that should also be good, even though he doesn't say Bafani Nechtav, because there's no concern about of Lashma, so what would be the concern of validating the document, that one, the Shliach, we should believe, Kamash Malam, that's the Chiddush that we're saying, that no, he does make that Gezerah of Asalach Luv B'Kim Shtar Siyama, and that's why it's going to be possible, even according to Yehuda, when the one Shliach says, Befanai Nechtam, and not Befanai Nechtam. So the Gemara says, Idmer Nami, you also learned, like the second version of Rabbi Yechanan, that the case that we're discussing in our Mishnah is that the get is being delivered by both of them, and they're both Shluchim, and that's where was the machlokes between Yehuda and the Rabbanon, when two are saying Bafanei Nechtam, one is saying Bafanei Nechtam, again, paralleling the other case of one says Bafanei Nechtam, one says Bafanei Nechtam, which we said they both have to be either the same way, either both are that one is the Shliach or both are the Shluchim. We see from the following statement that it's actually like the second version of Bi'echina, where Omer Bihuda said that Shnayim Sheviu Get Medina Sayam, when two people bring the get from Medina Siyam, meaning they're both Shluchim, Panu l'machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, that brings us to the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, again, like the second version that said that the machlekes is regarding when they're both Shluchim, not like the first version that said that they're only arguing when there's one is the Shliach, but actually when both are Shluchim, then everyone would agree that it's going to be Kasher. No, the second version and this statement of Yehuda holds, that no, their machlekes is actually when both are bringing it, That's where Yehuda says it's going to be kosher because there's no asa lachluv b'kim shtaros di'alma, and moreover, there's no concern about lishma. But regarding and again, that's like the second version of Rabbi Yechanan regarding that both are shluch. So the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha that Rabbi Bar Chana chalash. Rabbi Bar Chana was ill. So ulegabei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi lishu lebei. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi came to inquire how he's doing. Now, once they were there, of course, they get into the Talmudic discourse. But even they asked him the following question: Shnaim sheviu get memedina sayam. Two people that bring a get from overseas. The question they asked him was: Tzrichin sheyemu b'faneinu nechtu b'faneinu nechtem oyin tzrichin. Do they have to say in front of us it was written, in front of us it was signed? Which is this discussion that we're having in the previous Gemara regarding this machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. If you say like the second version, which that's the machlekes. That and because they didn't say it in the valid b'faneinu nechtam, or let's say only two are saying in front of us written, one is saying in front of me was signed. So what's the case in such a case where both are shluchim? So amalehem. So Rabbi Bar Chana said to them, ain't tzrichin. They don't have to say. Now and he explained the logic. Ma ilu yamer, because what would happen if these two shluchim would say b'faneinu girsha, in front of us she was divorced? Milo mehemni, wouldn't they be believed? And that is because they're just two witnesses in their own right. We don't have to come on to the halachic requirements of the certain constraints of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's when there's one shliach. So there, he's one person. We don't usually believe one person. So then you have to fit into the framework of the rabbinic takana of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. When two people bring it, why do they have to say it? They're two witnesses, and two witnesses can validate it just by their essence of saying that we know she's divorced, and therefore they don't have to say that. Now, the Gemara just concludes this discussion, parenthetically, that adahachi, that in the meantime, when they were having this discussion, asahu, as we continue on top of Yedzayin and Aleph, chavra. A certain chavra, which were a certain faction of the Persian people, he came, shakla l'shraga mikamay, and he took away their lamp, their light from in front of them when they were having this discussion. Now, the reason is because the Persians had a certain holiday that you weren't allowed to light any light that day, only in the house of their idols. So Amas, Rabbi Bar Chana said, Rachmana, Hashem, Ay betailach, either conceal us in your shade, Ay betula devar Esav, or in the shade of the sons of Esav. Meaning, put us into exile by Esav, who by Edom, at least they honor us. Whereas here, by the Persians, we can't deal with this any longer. Now, the Gemara wonders, Lememr de Remoi malu miparsay, is that to say that the Romans, who they come from Esav, from Edom, that they're better than the Persians? But Vatan Rebbechia taught that Maidach said, what does it mean a pasuk in Iyov? Elikim haven darka. God understood the paths of the Torah and those who learned the Torah. But who yodas mekayma, and he knew its place, and he knew where's the place that it's fit for the Torah and those who learned the Torah when they're going to exile, where they should settle. What does this pasuk mean? Yehidiyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew regarding the Jewish people. They can't sustain the decrees of the Romans, who they decreed shmad, to convert the Jews, that they shouldn't learn Torah, that they shouldn't fulfill the mitzvahs. So Amad v'higla oisim l'bavel. So what Hashem did instead, that he went and he exiled them to Bavel, which was by the first Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So we see that the Romans are the worst. So why was he saying, let us go to the children of Esav rather than having the Persians? So that the Gemara answers, Loi Kasha, that's not a difficulty, because Ha-Mikmei Denesu Chavri L'Bavel. When did we say that the Romans were the worst? That was before this faction of the Chavrim came to Bavel, which was in the days of the Kazdim, when you had Nebuchadnezzar being the king, and Evel Meroidach, and Balshatzar. Then it was okay. Halabasu the Asa Chavri L'Bavel. But when was this that Rabbi Chan was complaining against out of here from the Persians, and we'd rather be even by the Romans? That was when Koresh already conquered the Babylonian kingdom, and he ruled over Babel, and then the Chavrim were there. They were really bad, and therefore he was saying, get us out of here. We can't deal with these people anymore. We'd even prefer the Romans. But again, that was the discussion we brought in because that was during the incident when they asked him this question regarding, as we said, when two people are bringing the get, and they're both shluchim, is there the requirement of b'fanei necht manat? And Rabbi Bar Chana said that then there is no requirement because you have two witnesses. They could just validate it. They could say in front of us she was divorced, and therefore there's no requirement for them to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav.